The only thing that worries me is your faith in humanity. There's nothing I can do to make it up to you.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm with my old friend, who is not old. I've just known her for a long time, Lena Del Toro.
Hello.
You were the first person that actually raised your right hand and waved.
Hello, everyone.
And you're the first person chewing gum.
Is it going to bother you?
I don't think it's going to bother me. What do you think?
I'll take it out.
You could. No. It's up to you. I don't care.
I'm not going to put it on the...
On the sewing table?
I don't care. On my drink.
No, I don't know. You know, Dave Grohl chews gum during every show.
I chew gum a lot when I perform. Yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I brought you onto this little thing we do here is you're a performer.
Yes.
And you do not stand up because you're from Chicago, and therefore you do improv.
I attempt.
You attempted. No, don't say attempt. You're very good. I've seen you before. You're very good. You've actually gone to New York to perform in improv festivals and stuff like that.
Yes, but everybody does.
Everybody does. Well, let's start from the beginning. What made you want to do improv?
I dropped out of college.
Okay.
I went to DePaul.
Yes.
That's where I kind of know you through, mm-hmm. sort of. I dropped out of school, moved home. Horribly depressed, doing nothing.
Yep.
And my mom suggested that I take classes at Second City.
And what did you say to that?
Okay.
So, when did you start taking classes? Like 19, 20?
I think 20.
You were 20?
Because I was the youngest, and everyone in my class would go out for drinks afterwards, and I couldn't go.
Was that disheartening, or was that good?
I think I was a little upset. I snuck in a few times,
yeah?
And they would buy me drinks.
Where'd
sometimes.
You go to drink?
Actually, I took classes at Second City, had like this kind of satellite thing in Arlington Heights.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Do they have a theater out there?
Yes.
Really?
I don't think it would have been the same experience as if I were to have taken classes in the city, though.
Yeah. For those that don't know in Chicago, Second City, you probably know through SNL and all that stuff, and it's in the Old Town neighborhood, which is now a very expensive, rich neighborhood. But back in the 60s when they started, or was it 50s?
Probably 50s.
Back in the 50s, it was not a nice... expensive neighborhood.
Right.
Anyways, the area is near the lake. It's on Chicago and Wells. Down the street. No, North and Wells. I'm sorry.
North and Wells.
It's at North and Wells. And then Arlington Heights is a suburb, like an hour away.
Mm-hmm. And they would have performers or teachers through Second City go out there,
mm-hmm.
and teach classes. It was the same price. It was just for losers who didn't want to drive to the city.
Well, was anybody funny out there?
You know, I was... the youngest at 20, the next youngest would be like 30. And there was an ex-nun who was a lesbian in my class. There was a grandma in my class. I mean, the people were all different walks of life. And it was something that everyone wanted to do for fun.
Yeah. So no one was trying to do it for a career. This was just like an after work.
Right.
This was most people's after work sports activities. They're intramurals.
That's what it was like in Arlington Heights.
Are you the only one that actually pursued this then from that class?
From that class, I'm the only one doing improv in Chicago right now.
Okay.
There was one guy, he moved to LA to pursue acting.
How old is he?
He's probably close to 30.
Okay, so he's pretty young too.
Yeah.
And then when did you start doing it in Chicago, improv? When did you start doing improv?
I moved to the city, eventually, and then I signed up for classes at I.O.
Which was Improv Olympic.
Improv Olympic.
And that's in the Lakeview neighborhood, like across the street from Wrigley Field.
Right.
Okay.
And I started doing classes there, and that's where I met all of my friends that I'm friends with, mm-hmm. now, my improv family.
Okay. You said the improv family. I know that you were in a group that was all females.
Mm-hmm.
What other groups have you been in?
There's a group that I'm in now with people who I met through I.O.
Okay.
And we've been together, I want to say, 4 years.
Okay.
Which is a really long time for an improv group.
What's the average? Like one show and that's it?
No. I'd say the average would be... Now, it depends on where you perform. Like, if you're an I.O. Herald team, which is... The Herald is what you learn. It's a form.
Okay.
What's the word? Invented.
Okay.
By Del Close.
And that's the guy who... there's a new book about Del Close. The Reader ran a big story. He died a few years ago, like 3 years ago?
No, longer.
Longer than that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a legend, though, in the scene,
yes.
Del Close is. And what's the Herald... That's the Herald team?
Yeah, a Herald team is what you go through I.O.
Okay.
And you learn the Herald, and then at the end, the Herald committee... watches you and decides if you should be on a Herald team at I.O.
When they watch you, are you doing a performance alone?
No, you're doing a Herald with your class.
Okay.
So it's a team of people.
What's the difference between that style of improv and, say, the Second City style?
There's two main styles of improv, long form and short form.
Okay.
And then there's Second City.
Okay. Well, let's go in order. What's long form?
Long form is... long-form improvisation where you have one idea and you do longer scenes based on that idea.
Okay.
Short-form is quick, game-like scenes.
So I go to a show and, you know, the game where they do tag, essentially?
Yeah.
There's two people and each time someone tags, they switch a subject.
That's
that would
short
be short-form.
Form. Yeah.
And long-form would be, give me an example here.
A scene where you develop relationship and an environment and
okay.
it draws out and you
so
use
that's
those
more
things.
Like I need a location, I need a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the Second City style then?
Their main stage shows start. Everything at Second City starts from improvisation.
Okay.
And they do stuff over and over and they have writers who write down what was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually becomes scripted and that's what you see. So a lot of Second City shows you'll see a scripted piece, but then at the end they'll throw in some improv games.
At the end, when you say the show, like after bows at the end, not like the last act.
Right.
Okay, because, yeah, when I've seen you, I think I've seen one scripted play and then a multiple improv.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer to do?
Improv.
Why?
I've said this a million times and I'll stick to it. It's my therapy.
Why? Okay, so, but how is that like therapy?
Because...
I like writing songs, you like improv.
Yes.
Okay.
It's my therapy because I get to say whatever I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be whoever I want to be. And I laugh so much.
Is that good or on stage, you mean?
That's one thing that some people have a problem with and others don't. I don't have a problem breaking on stage, laughing
Do you?
On stage. Sometimes.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll make it into a game with other people. Like in the play I'm doing now, this guy... He never cracks. He's a straight actor.
Okay.
But in every show, I attempt to break him. And I
Do
got
you?
Him twice last night.
Good job.
Yes.
The show you're in now, what's it called?
Oh, my God. It's Seasonal Disorder.
Yep.
The annual Deer Run Lane holiday party.
And what's your role in this?
I am the drunk slut neighbor.
Okay.
And it takes place in a cul-de-sac, and we all go over to these people's house for a Christmas party. And it's all couples, and I'm a drunk.
Okay. But earlier you were saying that it's somewhat scripted, but it's also improv.
Right.
How does that work?
We had about four rehearsals before our first show.
Okay.
And they would be hours long, and we would just do scenes over and over. And our director would say, that line there was funny. Use it. We know now, like, what beats we're supposed to hit in each scene.
Okay.
We know we come in now, we're supposed to say something about this to forward it. So at the same time, we've never had lines to learn, but we know what to say to forward it.
I guess it's like it sounds like jazz, like early jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why not do stand-up? Because you said it's therapy, you like to express yourself and get it out. Stand-up, you'd be alone, and you would have only your stuff. You wouldn't have to depend on others. Why not stand-up?
I have thought about it, but I can't write. I've never written jokes. I've talked to someone about it. I said, if you write me jokes, I'll say them.
Okay. So you're more of a performer
yeah.
than a writer.
Right. And a lot of people, when they know that I do comedy in the city,
yeah.
they assume that I'm a stand-up.
How many... See, I would have thought that it's not. I'm from here. You're from here. To me, it seems like everyone in Chicago does improv. And if you're a stand-up, you're traveling through or you're trying to get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to hear of many improv performers that are also stand-up. Is mm-hmm. that true or am I
that,
totally off?
I think it's true. There is a difference. There's one guy I went through I.O. classes with, and he's doing wonderful doing stand-up. I mean, he's been featured in Time Out, and he travels and does stand-up now.
What's his name?
Michael Palasek. I don't know him
no,
anymore.
It's cool.
But
does Michael Palasek live in Chicago, or did he get out?
I think he lives with his parents in the suburbs here.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he travel a lot?
Yeah.
Like 200 dates a year?
No, not that much. I don't think. I think like right now, what I last read, what he had a lot of college gigs. And
that's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys perform a lot of college gigs or no? It seems like you have the set theaters and that's about it. Am
right.
I right or wrong?
Yes, we do. I have played at colleges, Columbia College, but it was so bizarre because it was in like their coffee house during like between classes. People were coming and going, and it was awkward.
It was in the day?
Yeah, it was a paid gig, so of course we're going
to
do it.
Yeah. Well, you said everyone travels to New York for improv. Mm-hmm. Why is that? You would think everyone would travel here for improv.
They do that as well. There's the Chicago Improv Festival.
Okay.
There's the Del Close Marathon. There's stuff in North Carolina. There's stuff in Toronto. There's stuff in Phoenix.
Well, I understand it's Toronto because there's a second city there.
Right.
But why Phoenix?
Phoenix has a great...
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've performed in Phoenix, too. And it's so fun because you meet so many people who are doing improv there, too, and you just learn about each other's styles. And, I mean, almost every big city will have some kind of festival, and you apply, and they invite you.
And when you say you, the troupe applies, or what?
Yes.
So when you... The time I know about the most is when you performed at the UCB mm-hmm. in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How did you perform there? Like, how did you submit the materials to perform? Was it a troupe? How did this work?
I've never been the designated person to submit anything. What you do, you fill out a form.
Yeah.
I don't know what
individually or as a group?
As a group. Okay. Everything that I'm talking about is group-wise. Like,
okay.
We're a team.
And so this is multiple groups that you've applied with?
With, yes.
Okay.
And usually they'll ask for a tape, a DVD.
Okay.
Of a performance, which improv on DVD doesn't go over that
well.
Yeah.
Have you seen the UCB's ASCAT or no?
No, but I've seen like clips and stuff, but I've never seen them live.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
So you apply and they invite you and you have obviously book your own ticket, find your own place to mm-hmm. stay, but your name is on the roster at the theater and you know what time you're supposed to be there. I've performed there two or three times at the Del Close.
Okay.
One, and they have, it's a 24-hour
in one venue, 24 hours.
There's maybe two or three venues.
Okay.
Not only at the UCB, but there's other theaters.
So it's kind of like when Second City does their annual Christmas show, and it's 24 hours long. And
yes, but instead of just that core group of people who are on stage, it's people from all over the United States.
When you go to a situation like that, do you perform with other people that you've never met before, or is it just your
troupe? It's your team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason to go other than it's fun? Like, do you guys promote the thing? Are you trying to make connections? Are you trying to get auditions for other stuff? Or
definitely
what?
You go there with headshots in your purse and resumes. I made business cards once with my headshot on it, but oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing because I printed them out on my printer, so they were like flimsy things, but I didn't hand them out. But one story with the all-girl team I was on, we went to New York and we were trying to promote our show because we had a 4:30 in the morning time slot.
Oh Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
So we bought pads, maxi pads, and wrote on them, you know, our team name and where we're playing and what time, and we stuck them all over the streets of New York. We
Good
stuck
idea.
Pads.
Did it rain the night before?
No.
Oh, whatever. Did that work?
We had a crowd, but because it was 4:30 in the morning, we...
You had a lot of drunks, I'm guessing.
Yes, and as were we. And word got back to Chicago before we even got to Chicago that we were all high on cocaine.
Were you?
No!
Maybe you should have been. It's at 4:30 in the morning, for Christ's sake.
I have no idea how that rumor started, but it was amazing that it hit Chicago before we even came back.
So you're saying that, the rumor, do you know how it got here?
No.
So there's a tight-knit community here.
It is very.
If you go to a show tonight, it's a Saturday night, improv, does IO still do their midnight free show?
I think so.
Would you know the people there?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the closeness of this community.
I know, but like how? Like, have you performed with these people? Is it just in passing? Does everybody know everybody's name because you're keeping tabs on each other? Is it like high school?
Unfortunately, it has a big high school flavor to it.
Okay.
But at the same time, everyone is crazy artists. So it gives a little more leeway to be open about things. But at the same time, there is a ranking of people, which just sucks.
Why does it suck? Because it's like kind of like, is it a seniority thing? How is it ranked?
People who have been in it longer than others think they know so much more and get and are up other people's asses.
Well, here's my question. What's the goal for a lot of these people? Is it to perform on the main stage at Second City? Is it to write their own show for I.O.? Is it to have an outside theater gig? Is it to be on SNL? I mean, what's the goal?
There are so many different goals.
Because, for example, I could see if your whole goal for improv is to be a main actor on the second stage,
mm-hmm.
main stage, then, of course, you've hit your goal. You can tell other people. But mm-hmm. if your goal is nothing like that, the seniority seems to be actually bad for you.
Yeah.
And since it was a weird...
That's where I am because...
I apologize.
No, that's okay. I feel that's where I am because it's not that I don't have a goal. Maybe I just don't know what it is right now.
Yeah.
Just because I enjoy doing what I'm doing so much that when I see... Last night, I was outside of a theater and hearing this one guy who's big in improv talk to this girl about this bullshit, improv bullshit, you know, like trying to put the moves on her. And then after, I was just listening to this whole conversation. She's like, "What's your name again?" I was like, "Shut up. What a dick." So embarrassing.
Well, what is your goal? You said you don't know, but before it seemed like you might have wanted to do television, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But the television would be obviously like Mad TV when it was still on the air and SNL and stuff like that.
A lot of people ask me, do you want to be on Saturday Night Live? I'm not, you know, gung-ho about pushing towards that right now. For me right now, I think my goal would be to get better at improv.
Of course. So you're doing it for the craft itself.
Yes.
Do you still find it as satisfying as you did when you first started?
I find... it more frustrating than when I first started.
Is it because you know the flaws if you know how to make it better?
Yeah, because I know how to make it better and make it work, and sometimes I can't do it.
Why? Because of the people you're surrounded with?
No, I think my personal attributes get in the way.
How so? You don't have to go that deep.
No, I'm trying to think. I have a coach now. All teams, all improv teams have coaches.
Okay.
Most teams that you have come in to rehearsal and they... you know, tell you what to do. You do warm-ups, you do scenes, and they'll give you notes. And the coach I have now, it seemed like for a while he was really ragging on me, trying to do this and this, and I'm not getting it. And not saying it in so many words, but I was being picked on. And it just killed me. And I took like a 2 or 3 week hiatus.
From improv completely?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I was so frustrated. And I don't know what... That's the other thing I love about improv is that it's a mystical thing.
It's not like you're learning your lines in a script.
You make shit up for fun. You play pretend.
Yeah.
And there are certain, you know, rules and lines to follow to make it funny, to make it go forward that you're supposed to follow. Like, yes and is the number one rule for all improv.
End everything with yes and?
Not necessarily end your sentence with yes and, but with your scene partner, you agree with them, and then you say and, so you add to it.
Okay.
That's a way to make it move
forward. So no one-word answers is what you're saying?
Not, I mean, you can, but it's not as funny.
Who are some of your favorite performers?
When I first moved to the city and started watching improv, TJ and Dave.
Okay.
I know they were still doing it, but, I mean, they do other jobs, so... Mm-hmm. And that was at I.O. And they're
aren't
just...
Aren't one of them on, like, a commercial right now? Or
TJ is in the Sonic commercials.
Yeah, I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at I.O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else?
Susan Messing. I've never had her as a teacher, but she is a crazy lady who is not afraid of anything.
So no fear helps it.
Yeah.
Could it ever help? Could fear actually help the performance? Is it good to be reserved ever in improv?
I would say no.
Okay.
Not, you can't.
You can't.
Because
use the fear.
You're so stagnant.
Okay.
You're sitting in fear and you're not. And that's the other thing with a team. You're supposed to help your other teammates. You're supposed to make them look good.
Okay.
That's one of the goals.
So what's a good team member?
Someone who's supporting.
How so? Obviously. I mean.
Not, the big thing for me is disagreeing. Here, I'm making a batch of cookies. Those aren't cookies. Those are my Tonka trucks. Shit like that.
That's good or bad?
That's bad. You totally just disregarded what I said. I don't care that it was funny.
So you need to lay the scene down first. You can't just go on your own. You can't steal the spotlight, essentially.
This is me personally
saying. Of course, yes, of course.
What I don't like, yeah.
So you want somebody that's on the same wavelength.
Yes.
You don't want somebody stealing the spotlight, possibly because it might kill the scene.
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a play now, and it's not your troupe.
Right.
So.
Sorry.
No, it's my fault. See, if for those of you that aren't in this room with us, this is a very low-rent operation at this point, and I've actually ordered the clamps that go on the walls and stuff, like the arms like in a radio station, but everyone that comes on the show, and myself included, has to hold the microphone, and I'm really dumb, and I never tell them, hey, don't do X, Y, and Z. Thinking that they're also wearing headphones. They're not. So, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Completely changing everything. Okay, yes. Okay. So, the play that you're in tonight,
mm-hmm.
the play that you're currently in,
mm-hmm.
is it all improv actors or no?
Yes, everyone in that play does
improv.
Is it
improv. Your troupe or no?
No.
How did you get this role?
through the theater company I'm a part of.
And what theater company is that?
Chemically Imbalanced Comedy.
Good. Where do you guys usually perform at?
We have our own theater.
And that is at what?
1420 West Irving.
Oh, so this one is yours. I thought you guys were just renting it.
No.
How does that work?
Well, we were at the Corn before, when CIC first started, before I was ever involved with it. They were at Frankie J's. They'd go to bars and do stuff.
Yeah.
Then we started renting from the Conservatory
on Which
Lincoln.
Is on Lincoln, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not so far from where you're at
no,
now.
No, yeah. It's not that far.
For those of you that don't know, think of Wrigley Field, think a half a mile north and a half a mile west. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know why. I always feel like people need to know the geographic locations, even though
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
So we got this theater in December.
So you've had it for like
a year. Yeah. And we got it ready for a month. It was the artistic home. It was a theater beforehand.
Okay.
So, like, we knew kind of the setup we wanted, and all of the company members just worked their butt off for a month and got
the theater
ready.
And this includes you.
Yeah.
So when you're a company member, like, you don't have to go into the business aspect, but I find it very interesting. Do you have to, like, pay? You obviously have to pay rent. Or you
rent
the theater.
We as company members do not.
Who pays rent?
We use the money that we collect from the shows.
Uh-huh.
We do have other theaters or other companies that come in to use it, and they pay us rent.
Nice. So you're just renting it, correct?
Yes.
Or you guys own it? Okay. So these other companies that come in, how do they get the theater? Like, I want to throw a show. I want to do my one man show for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How would I go about doing that?
You go to our website and contact Angie.
And then you just pay Angie,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's show. How does the money get divvied up in that? Once again, if you feel uncomfortable.
No, we
Or just lie. I don't know.
We take the money from the door and use it for the theater.
For rent? Do you guys get
for
paid
other
or
things.
No?
No, we do not.
That sucks.
Yes.
But it's good.
Right.
Because you have a place to perform.
Right.
Is it helping with crowds? Because
what?
You don't have a built-in audience. You're not just a bar.
Right.
So is that good or bad?
Good, because we're BYOB. And if you put that at the bottom of every
That's
invitation.
That's helping?
Yeah.
Is it BYOB and all ages?
It is all ages.
Hint, hint, kids.
Well, no, this show is not.
Don't go there,
don't
kids.
Don't go tonight, no.
Not tonight. It's not going up tonight. But other I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, all I would do, like at 14 and I had nothing to do on a Saturday night, I would take the L and go to I.O.
Mm-hmm.
all the fucking time. And that was great because it was all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Are your shows all ages?
I would say 13 and up.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's
or
all 16 ages.
16 and up.
That's all ages for the most part, yeah.
CIC is working on a kids program, though.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
It just started.
Have you ever worked with kids in improv?
Yes, one time we had a Girl Scout troop come to our theater.
How was this the all-girls troop,
nope,
or was this
it's
CIC?
It was CIC-related, and all there were four or five of us CIC company members who volunteered, and there were 60 Girl Scouts
Jesus.
Wearing lime green shirts. And our theater is a 50 seat. It was amazing. We all went out for a drink afterwards.
With the kids?
Yep. No.
No. Why you gotta ruin it? Anyways, today, Lena was kind enough to come here before a show and after an audition.
Yes.
We don't have to talk about this audition, but mm-hmm. when did you start auditioning? For scripted stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing improv mostly. Scripted things, I've done two things.
Yeah, I know you were in Last Christmas. You were in a scripted show.
Oh my God, that was scripted.
Yeah. It's really well known and scripted.
Most of the scripted things that I've done, I haven't had to audition for. Because
why is that?
It's through CIC, Chemically Imbalanced. And I'm a member there, and I say, I'm interested, and they say, come on board.
Nice.
So I'm very fortunate in that aspect. But other CIC.
But let's not make it. You weren't like grandfathered in. You're a good performer.
No.
This is why people like you. It's not like your name. It's not like you just showed up and demanded a role. I want
to
make that clear.
Right. I'd like
they
to think
know
so.
That you're funny.
I'd like to.
Okay.
Think so.
You're qualified, is what I'm trying to say mm-hmm. here. Okay.
Now the audition I went on today is for a CIC play.
Production.
Yes, and there was just so much interest in it that Angie, who is directing it,
mm-hmm.
and she's the co-founder of CIC, she. You know, she's like, well, come to the audition. And at first I'm like, no, can I just
Because you had to
play?
Learn lines.
Can I just play? But it's such a big deal that, of course,
yeah.
I'll go to the audition. Fortunately, because she knows me, I didn't have to do a monologue or anything. I just went in there, I sang a song.
What'd you sing?
A piece from Cabaret.
Okay.
And then I had to do some dance moves.
Is this a musical?
Yes. It's,
I should have asked that or assumed that. That was an awful question. I apologize.
No, it is a musical, but we're writing music for it. Like the script.
The performer or the writer?
Not the writer of the script. Angie's been in contact with him. He has lyrics, but he has no music for it. So she said...
Oh, okay. I get it.
She said...
Like you have to write the melody.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be brand new for us. We've never done music like that.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. But I don't have to write it, thank God.
There you go. Well, you said the audition process is not the most fun thing in the world.
I get so nervous, but...
Why?
Because people are judging you.
People are judging you when you're on stage and there's no net. Well, there's two people. It's the difference between two people that you know versus
you know
50
what?
People you don't know.
I think because I'm by myself at this audition, at any audition, I'm by myself.
You're not with the troupe.
Right. When I'm on stage, there's other people there.
Okay.
With me.
Well, once again, this is another question you don't have to answer, but improv is an art form. Mm-hmm. You're in the arts, and the arts have a lot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the shows are at night, mm-hmm. late at night, and there are bars.
Mm-hmm.
Does it help that the audience is like three sheets gone already when they see you? Are there performers three sheets into it? Is it good or bad? Does alcohol make the show better, worse, or is it just part of it and you're just used to it?
For me personally, I think it's part of it, and mm-hmm. I'm used to it. When it comes to the audience being drunk, if they're drunk and being polite, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
When they're drunk and going through their huge coolers that they bring and heckling and talking to other people, that just makes me so mad. The play I'm in now, a couple weeks ago, we had people, a group of 15 came in and they were all tanked. And they were talking so loudly. I almost left the stage. I was so angry.
How do you combat that? Besides leaving the stage.
Yeah. When it comes to improv,
yeah.
You fuck with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like that or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like tit for tat.
Okay.
I mean, it's so horrible to say, but I'm like, I'll wait for them after the show to talk to them.
Why? What's the point? Get it off your chest? Or to
yeah,
make them,
I'm just...
Because you're not going to teach somebody a lesson. I mean, if they're drunk, they're drunk,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and it's just me being a horrible, confrontational Italian...
It's not horrible.
Italian... I'll kill you, put cement shoes on you, and throw you in the river.
Put cement shoes?
Yeah, that's what cement shoes.
Cement shoes makes a lot more sense for me.
Than cement shoes.
Do you, and once again, you don't have to answer this question, but I find it interesting. When a lot of bands I know, there's always one guy that's about to throw up before you play a show, and most bands I know, about half the band is pretty drunk before they go on stage. How is it in improv?
There are some people.
I'm not asking for names, obviously.
No, who will drink before a show.
I mean, drink to get drunk before a show or just drink? Have a
Both.
Few. Does it make the performance better or worse, or depends on the performer?
Depends on the performer for sure.
What have you seen? What's the majority? Give me a number here.
What do you mean?
Like 50% it's better, 50% it's worse. Is it always better? Is everything good in moderation?
Everything is good in moderation. I like that one. If someone's just tanked and, you know, is being horrible on stage, of course that's everyone's gonna be mad at that person, but other times, like, I'll have a couple drinks before the show,
yeah,
just because I do get nervous before shows,
yeah,
and so that really helps me relax. And I've said this, that
it makes sense, it's just scary if you go too far,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've said that a lot of improvisers, this is just my opinion, are substance abusers.
Because of that? Or do you think they became an improviser because they were already
no.
a substance abuser? Mm. Or they became a substance abuser because they
became,
needed that crutch?
Right. The latter.
It's scary, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's scary and fun and exciting and unknown.
But when you were taking classes and when you're rehearsing, it's not like that, I'm guessing. It's
no,
completely
it's
different.
It is completely different.
Or it is completely different.
It's completely different. Improv rehearsals are completely different than your show.
Have you ever acted for the camera?
Yes. I did an independent pilot.
Okay.
And that was improvised, though.
Did you find it easier or harder?
Harder.
Why? Because you can't judge reaction or what?
Maybe for me, it's having that one person who's standing right here.
And you're literally, your hand's about a foot
yes.
away from your face.
I forget. Yeah, someone who's just standing over you and that is not part of the scene. Just for me, it's...
So, like, the crew
yeah.
freaks you out.
Yeah.
because they can't laugh. They're not supposed to laugh or anything.
And they're just standing, hovering, and...
So you kind of want somebody to play two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, therefore, if you want somebody to play two, Chicago is probably better, as of right now, than moving to, say, L.A. or New York.
Right.
To be in the industry. Have you thought about moving to L.A. or New York?
Yes.
Which one?
L.A.
Why?
I do have family in California, and the weather's nice, and I would like to get into voiceover.
You have a good voice.
Thank you.
You and Merle. Merle, your former roommate, yes, slash my former roommate, because I was a bum.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys both have wonderful voices. You guys should go into tag team voiceovers.
We've talked about it forever. We've had plans to move to the West Coast together forever.
I've talked to Merle about this.
Right.
Why don't you? I'm not. I love you both here.
Yeah.
I'd like it better if you were in city limits right now. Whatever you're going to do. I will help you. I have a board. I have a good mic.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that's stopping me with voiceover. Like I said, I want to get into voiceover. I've taken multiple classes. I'm always the youngest and the only girl. So of
course.
That's
good. There's a market.
Right. They're looking for someone like me.
Why don't you ever go on the radio?
I don't know. I would love to.
Well, then do it.
All right.
Done. All right. Lena, I'm going to end this with a wonderful question from the Kids Book of Questions.
Awesome.
By Gregory Stock, PhD. Please pick a number between 1 and 260 for me.
88.
80. Good. You already know that? Coming in or no?
No, I love 8.
Why?
Because if you turn it sideways, it's infinity.
You sound like a hippie. If this Saturday, it is Saturday. If this Saturday you can do absolutely anything you wanted, what would you do? Keep it clean. No, you don't keep it clean. I don't care what you say.
And I could do anything.
Anything
I
you wanted this Saturday or next Saturday, whatever.
I'm gonna say this Saturday, as in today. I would do what I'm doing. I'm
That's
going to
wonderful.
Do a play and hang out with friends.
Isn't
and
that
go,
a delightful response?
And we're going drinking afterwards.
Where are you going drinking?
Oh, I forget this bar, but there's everyone's invited. There's a improv troupe that's part of CIC. They're celebrating their 1 year anniversary, and everyone's invited to go get drunk.
Where's it at?
It's across the street from Ten Cat on Ashland. I forget the name of the bar.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, I know. You gotta come. You'd never come to the Brain, by the way.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. I'd
I'll be
love
there tonight.
To.
Oh, I barely see anything you're in because I'm there every Saturday
That's
night.
That's right.
So. Tit for tat. Lena, I wish you the best of luck. Go see her. What are you playing in next after the show? On the
I don't
20th?
Know. If my audition went well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
That'll be my next
So
piece.
December 19th and December 20th are the last two shows mm-hmm. for this one. What's the website?
CICOMEDY.com.
CICOMEDY.com. Very easy to remember. Mm-hmm. It's in Chicago on the north side. It's very safe. It's BYOB. I don't see a reason why not to go.
Right.
Thank you, Lena. Oh, yeah, we're going to close with Daniel Knox. Have you heard Daniel Knox
No,
yet?
I have not.
There you go. Here's Daniel Knox. White girls with pretty
pretty hair.